protest. It means we have exhausted all other measures of trying to settle issues that we have at hand. Now, the problem that we have is that now people have lost it in terms of being objective. We have become so political that each time we want to resolve any issue, we are using political lenses, which of course is delaying our progress in terms of trying to see how best we can push the country forward in any aspect that we feel that it can be pushed. The other problem is that these dialogues that want to be held, they want to be held at State House. You know, the problem is that when you go at State House, the president chairs that dialogue. And when he chairs, he's the one that is lecturing. So when he lectures, it means the others that have been, that have accepted to go to dialogue, have got no say, and they only listen to the president speak, and that is it. So we don't come out with a meaningful or a conclusive report to say, okay, this is what we wanted to do. But now all these things going around the court, the bottom line of it all is that dialogue is the way. And if we need to dialogue, let's find a neutral ground to dialogue so that everyone can have equal say in all this. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much, Richard. I guess that's the key word there, dialogue. And as the president said, what's the point? You're going to protest. Then after you protest, you're going to maybe send a letter or a petition to the State House, which has to be read, and then State House has to get back to you. So why should we go through that whole process? Let's cut the process. Let's discuss, and we guess see the way forward, which is what the country would like to see. Who's going to give in? Will it be the Oasis Forum? Will it be the president and those in government? That's what the big question is. That's what we're going to see soon, and there's only one way we'll find out. For now, though, let's get into the main news at 8.
The main news bulletin on Phoenix FM is brought to you by Absa Bank Zambia PLC. Your story matters. Absa.
We're now only 1 million na Absa. Play your cards right, Muntu IMD, and you could win big. Simply tap or swipe any of your Absa cards 5 times in a month, and you could be one of 10 lucky winners to take home and achieve 10 fin in monthly prizes, or walk away with a grand prize of 250,000 kwacha. Jalilo boo, and you cannot afford to not get lucky. Use your Absa card to enter the draw. Terms and conditions apply. Your story matters. Absa.
The headlines. Constitutional lawyer concerned about police failure to take suspects to court within 48 hours. Agribusiness Association blames fake agro dealers for visit delays. In global news, death toll in Hong Kong fire rises to 44 with 279 still missing. To present the news, I'm Lusavilo Gondwe. Constitutional lawyer Tresford Charlie has expressed concern over the Zambia police's failure to take suspects to court within 48 hours as required by Section 33(1) of the Criminal Procedure Code. Mr. Charlie tells Phoenix News that routine delays in presenting suspects before courts of law breach established legal procedures designed to protect suspects and the integrity of the justice system. He has cited a recent incident in Chingola where 29 suspects were arrested for allegedly throwing stones at President Hakainde Hichilema, where no progress has been made in bringing them to court 2 weeks later. Mr. Charlie has called on President Hichilema to reflect and guard the Constitution before issuing fresh orders. He says this move undermines presidential directives.
a suspect being taken to court within 48 hours. This is the law. What the president must do is what President Mwanawasa used to say, that he must run a government of law, not a government of men. The police not adhere to the 48 hours is two things. They are not adhering to the law, because that's what the law says. If at while the police failing to give people police bond, if they arrested people in Shingola, the people must be charged and released, because the offenses that I'm aware of that do not attract bond or bail are very few, and I do not think that those people have been charged with murder, treason. The police are also disobeying their commander-in-chief.
Meanwhile, the police spokesperson, Godfrey Chilabi, says those arrested in the Chingola incident will soon be presented before court.
But an active case, yes, and to ensure that those suspects appear in court. We made a substantial number of arrests in that matter, but that again confirms that a number of arrests were made.
The Agribusiness Association of Zambia has expressed concern over the emergence of fake agro-dealers in the distribution of inputs under this year's Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, which has contributed to delays in farmers accessing the inputs. The association president, Angel Mondoloka, explains that these unregistered dealers lack experience in agribusiness, leading to delays in farmers accessing inputs and affecting the delivery of the right products to the right people at the right time. Mr. Mondoloka also notes that genuine agro-dealers are facing challenges accessing inputs, especially fertilizer, resulting in low distribution levels. He has told Phoenix News that he suspects some market players may be hoarding fertilizer to create scarcity and drive up prices. Mr. Mondoloka adds that while the FISIP program has introduced an e-voucher system allowing registered agro-dealers to distribute fertilizer and seed to farmers, the emergence of fake agro-dealers is threatening the program's success.
I can tell you that a lot of agro-dealers are complaining that they cannot get fertilizer. They are failing to get fertilizer. So therefore, when the farmer goes to the agro-dealer to buy fertilizer, he's finding no fertilizer there. So the question is, where has the fertilizer gone? Who is hoarding the fertilizer and making it impossible for agro-dealers to have it in stock so that they can sell to farmers?
The Civil Society Decentralization Alliance Network, CSO Dan, is cautioning against using the Constituency Development Fund, CDF, to finance the proposed solar plant projects announced by President Hakainde Hichilema. In an interview with Phoenix News, the CSO Dan chairperson, Father Gabriel Mapulanga, says tapping CDF resources for centrally driven projects will undermine decentralization and deny communities the right to set local priorities. Father Mapulanga explains that the CDF has clear rules and pre-agreed budgets intended for locally identified needs, and that directing allocations based on presidential orders will displace community decision-making and weaken accountability mechanisms. He is proposing finding separate budget lines dedicated to energy financing, saying CDF is the only instrument for local development and should not be treated as a catch-all for national initiatives. President Hichilema, during a press conference on Tuesday, announced that every constituency will be required to invest in a minimum of 2 megawatts of local energy generation aimed at easing the national power deficit and strengthening resilience against future energy shocks.
If decisions again on the same money is coming from above, that is defeating the purpose of decentralization. And the second thing, CDF is not the only money that the government should use for development. If the government wants to do that, let the government find another money maker for every constituent. They should use the other avenues. CDF is supposed to be used for the development of the constituents that we agree, but the people themselves should see the need and decide on that instead of deciding for them. But to ask CDF again, and this time to decide from above, that is not correct.
The Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development has disclosed that close to 800 artisanal miners have so far been trained this year under its sustained and capacity building program across the country. The Ministry Principal Public Relations Officer, Shamwinda Tembo, says the training is a cornerstone of government's commitment to transforming the artisanal and small-scale mining sector, designed to facilitate the miners' transition from informal to licensed, responsible